Okay, Simon Nuntes. Din Bracha Shayna B'Yitzer. So I'm going to try to go through the Halach Lamaisa that comes out of this Simon. So let's try to stick to that. And over here we begin discussing the Berchas Krishma. The Gemara Brachas, the Mishnah Brachas, the Gemara Brachas, and the Fiat Aleph Amid Aleph and Amid Beis discusses the different brachas that there is by Krishma, Lefnel, Lachreha, in the morning, in the evening. And the Gemara brings down a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, Kuf Yates, pasuk Kuf Samach Dalet, Sheva Bayem Hilal Ticha, Lahoidais, Lecha Mishpatei Tzikecha. Rashi over there explains that the Chazal, Anshe Knesset, was Samach on this, that one should say every day the seven brachas al Seda of Krishma. Why were they misakin in the morning three brachas and at night four brachas? So that also the Levush talks about the chilik between the two. There's a machlaikis, a general machlaikis, which we discussed a little more about Richas in the first year. If these brachas are viewed, do we view it as Berchas HaMitzvahs? The Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Mem Vav brings the Tshuva Sarashba, the Berchas Krishma are not Berchas HaMitzvah. But in the Chiddush Ramban in Brachas of Chavdalar Chavbeis Ambeis, it's before that the Berchas Avarab is considered like a Berchas Mitzvah. In the Das of the Rambam in the Chiskrishma Perek Alpha, there's different ways to understand it. Akobanim, that's a discussion in the Paiskim. They say over in the name of Reb Chaim, that he's been Medayik in the Rambam, just like there's a mitzvah to daven Shmar Esrei b'tziba, so too there's also a mitzvah on the tziba to say together Krishma and its berachas, brachas. Now, the Avudram and other Rishayim also discuss why were they misaking these specific brachas as part of berachas Krishma. And the Avudram goes on to explain that these brachas have within them Kabbalah Zal Mach Shmayim, and because we mentioned different ideas of HaKadosh Baruch creating the world, Yotzar, Varechayshech, different in Yarn like that. So therefore, it's considered Berachas Krishma. Okay, so Halach, let's start with Halach over here, Sif Aleph. The Mechab over here brings down Baruch Ata Hashem Al Ken Malchaylam, Yotzar, Varechayshech. Tiknu laz kemidas lad biyoyim lahoytzi milev apikorsim shayimim shemisha barar le barachayshach. There's a specific mitzvah over here to mention midas lila biyoyim in order to be mitzi from the labor of the apikorsim. We're coming to exclude to be lafuke from the labor of the apikorsim that say that the one that created art did not create chayshach. This is based on Rabbeinu Yoin and Brachas over there, Daf Yud Aleph. And this is a kavanah that one should have when they're saying Berachas Yitzhar. That we're establishing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created day and night, light and dark. It's the same Rabbeinu Shlomo created both. We do end off Oisei Shalom Uvaris HaKol, which is based on a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Zayin, even though over there it says Bayri Ra. But as the Gemara Rei talks about Yud Aleph and Beis, we use the lashon of Baris HaKol. We do not when we say Yitzar Barichashach Yitzashav Baris HaKol. That's not the end of the bracha. There's some siddurim that may be like two dots and then start a new paragraph. Therefore, you do not answer Amen after that. The Barhetiv over here in Is Aleph brings down the meaning that some have to kiss their tefillin at the time when they're saying it. The Barhetiv says, brings down that, says, where is it? In Is Aleph he says that there are those, thought he did, there are those that have the meaning to, yeah, he says, Yekisha Oimer, Yaitzar, Yemashvish with Tfilah Shal Yaduch, Shem Barachash, Yemashvish with Tfilah Shal Rosh. And some have that minik. The Mishbura points out that one should be medaktik in reading the words correctly. Be careful to say the right pronunciation and separate words from doing a run on. Like he gives example to be mafsik between yoitze and ar, so it shouldn't sound like yoitzrar. Person has to be medakik in the words the way he says it. Rehetiv also brings down a few more examples in Oysa Aleph of where one should be medakik between different words in the brachas. Now, the Sif Beis, the discussion of Sif Beis is what happens, which happens sometimes. I'm saying the brachas, and I realize one second, I'm in the night brachas, night in the morning brachas, betos, I'm somewhere else. What's going on over here? What should I do? So, according to the Gra, which is quoted also in the Bi'ur Halacha, quotes it. The Gra passing like the Rashba, that everything's totally in the Chasimus HaBracha. We only look at the Chasimus HaBracha. If you were Chasam Kedin, if you ended correctly, you were Yaitza. Even though the Psicha, or the middle of the Bracha, was Shalai Kedin, but as long as the Chasima was Kedin, then that would be enough. That's the way the Gra Paskin based on the Rashba. Now the Mechaber goes with other Rishonim in spelling out what the din would be if someone's Tah. L'chaira, over here we have a question of Safik Brachas L'Hakal, because if someone did finish off correctly, even if he said the rest of the bracha incorrectly, it's a question of a machlekes. So l'chayr, we should say over here that it's a machlekes, so it's a suffix of brachas, should not have to go back. Similar to like we see in Simon Samach Zayin. Over here in Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, suffix im kar krishma, Chayz v'kayrim v'varach l'fanel l'achra, avad im yadei shakar al-shem v'supik im berach l'fanel l'achra. Right, if someone's v'supik, if they read Krishma, they should read over. If someone's v'supik, if they read the brachas, so then ain't a chayz v'varach. If you're v'supik, if you said the brachas, you don't repeat. And the Shabur and Sifkat and Hay explains because it's a drabanan, even berachas emes v'yatzim, and therefore it's a sveik l'kula. So the chayr by us also, if I was chasam kedin, even if I said the pesicha and the emsa not correctly, it should remain like a machlekes over here, which one should be able to be saimach, one should go to kula. And that's talking the way many paiskin paskin, then halacha lemaisa, we're going to go with the Bidyevin, about Bidyevin, with Samach on the Gra, and you don't have to repeat, and the Iker is the Chasima. That's the Psak of many Paiskim. Now, the truth is, this halach over here, Sif Beis, is really a halach that's negeya to any Bracha Arucha. Any bracha is considered like a bracha arucha. For example, bracha achreina. If let's say someone ate mezainis, and in the psicha of the bracha, he said ala gefen, but he ended off with ala michya, according to the Rashba, ye yaitza. If let's say what would be another example of that? So that's another example where you find it. You find it by Bracha Achreina. Now, that's Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Yesh Oim Shakdusha Shabiyotza Yachir Oimra Lefi She'en El Sipa Dvar. Now, we have Kedusha in Chazar Sashat, which that's Dvarim Shav Kedusha, that you need 10 in order to say Kedusha by Chazar Sashat. Then we have Kedusha over here in Yoitzer. And then we have Kedusha in Valtzin, which is also a discussion what the din of Kedusha Valtzin is. Over here we're discussing the Kedusha in the Berchas Yoitzer. So the Mechaba first brings down a Shita that if you're a Yachid, you should say it. If you shayne el sipo dvarm, it's not a dvarm shem kedusha. You're just speaking about what the malachim do. You're describing the malachim in the shemayim are b'mekabel o machlo shemayim, and they're saying kedusha. V'yeshayim shiachem medalga ve'enei nemeres elibetziv. No, it's a dvarm shem kedusha, and therefore a yachid skips it, and he only says it betziva. We're chayshish for what they said. We're chayshish for this shita. And therefore, one who's a yachid should be careful to say it with the nigon and the taimim like he reads in the Torah. The Ramah says the minig is like the first svara. A yachid says it. Now, one thing we see over here is klar that there's an inyan that should be definitely an inyan that should be said betzibur. Betzibur. One should make sure to say betzibur. Now, if let's say he's davening in a tzibur, there's a tzibur in the room davening. And he's ahead of the tzibur. He's somehow ahead of the tzibur. So there's an inyan that he should wait for the tzibur. He should wait for the tzibur in order to say with the tzibur, because we say kulam ke'echad oynim va'imrim. It's an inyan to say like the malachim that they say it together. Kulam ke'echad oynim va'imrim, that they say the kedusha together, which the Makar Chayim. Chavis Yor and his Sefer Mechor Chaim on this Simen Nuntes in the Kitz Halachas of the Sif Dalet, he brings down this idea that you should say it together with the Tziba. He also brings down over there, interesting, that b'makelos on Shabbos morning, people always, there's a question that people are very bothered with, that why is the Tziba wait before Sheikhin Ad to say it together? The chari should, you be mafsik in middle pesuk zimri, should say shtabach. But he brings that over there also. B'makelos, that means everyone should say it together. Zinyan to say it together. Michumay chabeilem, Hashem yimloich, different parts of tefillah, which is inyan that everyone should say together. Now, if the tzibur is ahead of you, they're going very quickly. So then you do not need to skip in order to say with the tzibur. So if you mil psuke de zimra, you do not skip psuke de zimra in order to be able to say it with the tzibur. That you do not do. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Michah Shlomo Simon Beis says that this kedusha is not from the ikar of the bracha, right? The ikar of the bracha is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ma'ayrais, for the light that he gave us. And therefore, if let's say someone skipped, or let's say according to the second shita, that says that a yachid skips it, pshat is because it's not skipping part of the bracha, it's not like saying half the bracha. The ikar of the bracha is yitzar. So if someone by mistake skipped the kedusha, or if he's following the second shita, he does not have to go back and say it over again, because the ikar of the bracha is on the ma'iris. And that's what it's before also from the din that we learned. If let's say someone started off with yitzar, and then he said the whole nusach ha'marav ha'ravim, and then he ends yitzah ma'iris, said it's yitzah. I skipped the kedusha. If the kedusha is ma'akev over here, it's integral part, how yitzah. So you see again, the kedusha is not from the main part of the bracha. The Ramah brings down, Ramah says over here, that the Ramah says, "Uchshayinim kedusha zayis oimer." I say bekol ram. That there's an inyan that should be bekol ram. What does bekol ram mean? So the Levush explains, Bekoram doesn't mean to scream. It means that the tzibah should say it together. Right? When everyone's saying it on their own, they say it quietly. Koram means everyone should answer to it together. This is the Indian, like we said, Oinim Vayimim, the Kulam Kechon, Oinim Vayimim, everyone should say it together. But like the Mishmurah says, it's Dafka, B'tzibah. Shai Tshuva says even a Yachid could say it, B'kol Ram. But the main idea of the B'kol Ram, B'tzibah, is that you're saying it together with the Tzibah. The Mishmurah brings down in Sifkat and Yud Beis that B'kedusha Zu, Im Efshe Toiv Loima Miyushiv. A person should be sitting. A person should sit by Kedusha, if it's possible. And the Sheret Tzion, he says, Ayin Bar Hetiv. Tells you to look at the Bar Hetiv. We're over there, the Bar Hetiv is Gimel. Over there, he brings down that according to the Magen Avraham, you Dafka Miyashiv, you have to be sitting. Which the Kaf HaChaim brings, B'Shem the Mekubalim, also that you should Dafka be sitting by these brachas. So that's why if someone is able to sit, they should sit by the Berachas Krishma. Now, what happens if someone is B'Yechidus? Someone is alone. They are davening by themselves. For whatever reason, they didn't make it to a tzibur, or they're not with a tzibur. So, what the Mechaber suggests, so Meikra, then we pass like the Ramah. Pass like the Ramah. A Yachid could say it regular. However, it's still good to say it with the nigin or the taimim, like you're reading psukim, in order to be chayish for the gra, that paskin, like the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, that a yachid does not say. Which is an interesting idea over here, because what do I gain by reading it with the taimim? So it's like Kari B'Torah, in the middle of a bracha, you're allowed to read psukim. So the Teretz is that avada, it fits into the bracha. It's the mice is part of the bracha. May not be me'ikar bracha, but it's part of the bracha. So just to read psukim in the middle of Berachas Krishma, that's a hefsik, you can't do that. But a bracha, which is shaykh to it, that will let you do. Rav Moshe wanted to say that you don't have to dafka read it with the trup, the taimim that they read, the Baal Kaira reads it with. Say it with a niggin, like you're learning. So if you have a niggin when you're learning, you're saying, oh my baya, that's how you say it. But a niggin, like when you're reading Chumash, that's how you say it. So even if you don't know the trub, that's where you should do it. Now, this Kedusha, there are places where you can't answer it. Like, even in Pesukim Zim, wherever you're not allowed to be mafsik, we don't answer this Kedusha, right? As opposed to the Kedusha of Shmon Esrei, of Chazar Shad, that Pesukim Zim, you answer, Bechus Krishma, Kaddish Baruch, there's rules to what you answer. But this Kedusha, if you're holding somewhere where you're not allowed to be mafsik, even if it's Pesukim Zimra, you do not answer. Now, the in Sif Dalet,
right.
Yeah.
According to this, someone walking by should answer?
What, the Kedusha? You don't have to, Over here, in Sif Dalet, Birchas Yoitzev Arvis, Oime Mashlich Tziba Benachas. Machabe says that the Brach of Yoitzer and Arvis, he should say with the Shlich Tziba Benachas. Which seems to be the meaning of, I don't know, all Sfaradim, but some Sfaradim. The Kaf Chaim brings it down, Reis Chavav, Chav Ches, that not to answer Amen after Yoitzah Ma'irois, and also not after the second bracha of Abaych Ba'ama Yisro Ba'ava. Because we view both brachas before Krishma as like Berchas HaMitzvah, that you're not allowed to be mafsik between the bracha and Krishma. And that's why some appear the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Choshesh V'Dishitis, that it's like a Berchas HaMitzvah, and therefore the chatchila, the makbid, to end with the chazin in order not to get involved in any machlekes. That's the meaning by, some, I think, some svaradim, all svaradim, not sure. But the Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting point. He says, in Ois Gimel, he says, This is only if it's a chazan who's davening b'mesinus, slowly. But if a chazan's rushing, then let the chazan go ahead of you. You don't have to. It's benachas only. Haga v'yemar l'sayim koyim shesayim hashatz v'yana omein achashatz. Says Ramah that you should quicken to finish it before the chazan. Fakir, you should finish it before the chazan finishes it, so that you'll be able to answer amen afterwards. You'll be able to answer amen afterwards. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The Aruch HaShulchan's on the Ramah, not on the Mechaber. The Aruch HaShulchan's saying on the Ramah, even the Ramah is saying that you should be memahir to finish before the chazan finishes, that's only a chazan who davens at a normal pace. But if the chazan's rushing, then you don't need to work hard to finish it before him to answer amen. Better don't answer, that's what he says there. Better don't answer amen and daven with kavod and daven slowly. That's where the Aruch HaShulchan's are. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says over there. Now, the emes is, if you finish the bracha, you can even, and the guy next to you ends off Yetzah Ma'irais, you can answer amen to his bracha also. It's not dafka the chazan. Once you finish the bracha, you can answer amen to his bracha. Now, the minig in many Ashkenaz places is Apid the Rosh, and like the Akhra of the Ramah over here, and also is brought down later on Sim Samachal of Siv Gimel, to answer Amen. The Mishnah Brura brings in the idea to be Chayshish for the dais that hold that you should not be Mafsik, and therefore there are those that are not like the Shlah to end off with the Chazan. The bracha of Abaycha Bama Yisroel Ba'ava. I'm sorry. Minig Ashkenaz is B'negei Yotzim Ayrais is to answer Amen. We'll get to Abaycha Bama Yisroel Ba'ava in a moment. Right, so that's the first bracha. The bracha of the second bracha, which is Av Rabba, where Av Rabba is Betzim introduced to us in Simon Samach, where he talks about the bracha shnia, avas olam hagov yeshem av rabba v'chenogim chol ashkenaz, that the bracha of av rabba, which is in the, is there a shulchan aruch here? What? Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says something interesting here in Simon Samach, his bays. He says, "Isa bekavanes of v'chsavim, as chiras alolo he mitzvahs ase." There's this the six zechiras, right? Zochas yom Shabbos, zochas yom, as Ashasa, what Amalek did to remember the story with Miriam, that the Klai saw God HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry in the Midbar. So he says the Magen Avraham, in the bracha of Av Rabba, you can be mekayim all that. L'chein kishyoyim obanu b'charta yizko matin teira. B'kerav tanu, mayim in Har Sinai. L'shimcha agadol, maysa amalek shein Hashem shalim. They're staring the shimcha agadol. L'hoidais l'cha, hapeh le'niver rak l'hoidais l'ledabe l'oshinara. Zehu, Zechiris Ma'isa Miriam. Uzchartem, Eskol Mitzvahs Hashem, Zehu, Shabbos, Sheshkulu Kenegi Kol Mitzvahs. Uchshoyim Avavienu L'Sholem, Me'arba Kamfei Sa'aretz, Yaniach HaKamfei Sha'atala, Sha'akseifav, Lipo L'mata. Okay. Uviyal Kepashis B'chukai Se'imei V'gamkein, Zohar Es Asher Hek Tzavta Es Hashem HaKecha Ba'midba, Zohar Bepeh, V'nirli she'izka zeh k'shayimah ba'ahava. When he's saying ahava. Afuki ba'aisi pam. When we were in the midbar when it was not ba'ahava. So if a person wants to be mekayim the sheish zechirais, you could have it in the nusach of the Abba Rabba. The Aruch Shulchan talks expansive. Dalin hey, the mechaber tells us that it does not start off with baruch because it goes with the rule that we have two brachas, which are smuch lechaverta. So the second one does not start with baruch. It's like the first baruch is like going on the second baruch also, which is interesting. In Lis in Simin Nunches, we mentioned that if let's say someone has to daven earlier than Mishiyakir, for whatever reason he's forced to, so bracha yaitzar, he has to wait until Pashtet, wait until Mishiyakir. Avarabi, he could say even before him. So if he's saying Avarabba, without the bracha yitzar, so do you start baruch ata? It's not smuch lechaverta anymore, or whatever the situation is that you'll be in, that you'll be saying Avraham. Teretz is that since when they were masakin, and they were masakin as a bracha, which is smuch lechaverta, so even if you're in a situation where you're saying it alone, you still do not start off with baruch ata Hashem. That's what it is. Now, what about after? Habayich haba ma'isro ba'ava. Do I answer Amen or not? Why would the question over here is even more because one's not supposed to be mafsik. One's not supposed to be mafsik between Abayich Ma Meiso Ba'ava and Krishma. So the general minig Ashkenaz is Be'etzem Pida Rosh, that's what we mentioned before. That one could answer me. However, the Shmur brings down to be chosh for the dais of not being mafsik, and therefore he brings down the shla and others to finish it with the chazan, to finish Abayich Ma Yisrael with the chazan. If let's say someone did finish it before the chazan, or you heard your neighbor, the person sitting next to you, finish the bracha, so then you answer me. You do answer me. The Mishbrua points out over here that even though we're saying that you can answer Amen, but that's only Amen to this bracha. Amen to other brachas, that L'divir HaKol, one should not be mafsik between Avraham and Shema, we consider like Emsa Perek, where you not answer to Amen on other brachas. It's like Emsa Perek, where you can answer Amen Yesh Miraba, or in Kaddish, to the Amiram Ba'olma, or Kedusha, Baruchu, Amen, Kel Kaddish, Shemei Tefillah. Right, we'll learn that further on, we'll learn what the Dinam are, Be'emsa, Perek, and Be'ena Prakim. The Eshel Avraham Mibuchach, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he says very interesting Nekuda. He says, if let's say you read Krishma already, right, let's say it's now he says like this, says, if it's now after the Zman Krishma, or you read Krishma before davening, so then this is not the Krishma that you're being yotz in the mitzvah with, because Avar Zman already, or you said Krishma already, so then there's no, this whole din doesn't apply, and then you should end for sure answer Amen to the chazan. Again, there are different minhagim over there of whether you do answer, some yeshivas don't, some yeshivas do, some people don't. Each person has to follow the meaning of their family. Okay, so that's him in Nuntes. I think we covered it. Nuntes. We started off with the Berachas Yetzar of our Chayshach. The Kavana by Berachas Yetzar to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu created day and night. Then we went on to if so it makes a Taos in the Brachas, switching the Brachas from morning to night, night to morning. We go Basa the Chasima. Again, if someone realizes the middle, then rather they should go back to the correct Nusach. That's for sure. Then we spoke about the Kedusha in Yaitzer, that Be'etim one should make sure to should try to, as best as possible to do it with a tzibur, in a tzibur, together with the tzibur. If he is b'yichidus, he could say it, and if possible, with the nigun. And Sivdalid, which was about answering Amen, different minhagim of whether he answers Amen after Yitzhar or not. The general minhag Ashkenaz is yet to answer Amen after Yitzhar. After Avraham, there are different minhagim between different people, whether to or not answer Amen after Avraham. The next simin, Simin Samach, Sivdalid, gets very involved in the machlokes or discussion of whether mitzvah is shrichas kavana or not. I want the Olam to see the bir halachas on Sivdalid, see the bir halach as well, again as well as you can, and Lina, the next week's shir will be on Sivdalid. Will be on the inyan of mitzvah shrichas kavana. What's the idea? What's kavana do? Why should yen need kavana, not need kavana? What happens if I was in the sukkah, I ate in the sukkah, and I had no kavana to be yotze mitzvah? No kavana at all. Or I put up mezuzahs without any kavana lotze mitzvah. Is it so vite that I'm living in a house without a mezuzah? It's like I ate outside in the street? How about this? What does kavana do? So that's what we have to discuss. We'll try to talk more about that. So like I said, take a look at the Bir Halachas, which opens up different ideas in the Sugi itself. And then we have to also discuss what is the correct Kavana to have by Krishna. What's the minimum Kavana, or the Kavana that one needs to have in order to be Yaitza. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos.